Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shalane Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today we have in studio Ms. Lacian Bartley, Managing Director of Bartley's All in Wood. Lacian has taken an innovative idea and created a successful business. Bartley's All in Wood specializes in the design, manufacturing, and sale of 100% Jamaican handmade wooden, traditional, and contemporary furniture, jewelry, and home accessories. Lacian will be sharing practical insights about her business and the strategies she employs to grow and develop the business. What was the process like in creating a business out of an idea, and how did a business plan help in that process?
Well, the process was an interesting one, of course. I was helping Joan McDonald with the World Council of Churches, and she needed to find a wood products manufacturer and couldn't find one. So she encouraged me to convert my father's factory for a week or two and make the products, and that's how my business started. I then proceeded to the Branson Centre and did my business plan. The business plan brought to light a lot of the things that I needed to work out, the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities and threats. It allowed me to put a plan in place. I further broke down my business plan into an action plan where I had the day-to-day steps that I needed to do. So my business plan was the roadmap for my business.
How has networking, and you mentioned Branson, and getting assistance from business networking groups contributed to the growth and development of your business?
Well, at Bartley's, we have the P's. We have people, planet, profit, passion, and partnership being a very big P. And partnership covers networking. We've worked with quite a number of agencies, including the JBDC, the Branson Center, the Exim Bank, Jampro. These agencies have helped tremendously with Bartley's, providing business leads, assistance, advice. It's very important to network, even for your own emotional and psychological help, to just have somebody to offer an encouraging word, to support you, and even to just share ideas.
What are some of the strategies that you implement in the day-to-day operation of the business and planning for the future?
One of the things that I always do is plan. I'd also recommend for entrepreneurs to have a book and a pen handy, so you write down your ideas to ensure that you have it on record and write down your things to action. And also, it's very important to set targets for yourself and push yourself. But something that I've also realized on my entrepreneurship journey is that you have to take care of yourself. A lot of entrepreneurs at this point in time, at the growth stage, you are basically a part of your business. You represent the brand. For me, I always have to be wearing my products. But plan ahead for the future, for you to step back a little bit, get an operations manager, have a growth plan so that you're not always stuck in that phase of survival day to day. You have to have a plan to extend your business and to grow it if you're going to sell it, or you're going to go to the stock exchange, or you're going to look for venture. Whatever your growth plan is, wherever you want to see your business go, keep that in mind and set goals towards that so you're not always stuck.
How have you diversified or expanded your business since inception, and what propelled you to make these changes?
Well, Jamaica is a very tough economic climate. So therefore, I have to diversify to have different income streams. So that's one of the reasons. Of course, an environmental conservation is always important to me. I love wood. And if I love wood, I have to love trees. And if I love trees, I have to conserve.
The government has just announced a new minimum business tax, and a lot of entrepreneurs have been weighing in on how it affects their business. How have some of the external factors, like this minimum business tax, affected your business? And what do you have in place to mitigate against these factors?
Well, one of the strategies that I use in planning is assume the worst case scenario, and I plan and see how I can get around it. And for the minimum business tax and other movements in prices, example with the US dollar, one of the things that I do is try to increase my sales. So I try to increase production and improve efficiency. So I try to use less material, find local alternatives to my import.
It sounds like a good business model for sure. And I'm sure that many entrepreneurs will get a lot of pointers from this interview.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that you're able to join us. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website at eximbankjaa.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.